Well, folks, my name is Mary Lou Heener, and I am a wife of nearly 45 years. I am the mother of two sons with two wonderful daughters-in-law, and I have five grandchildren. The fifth one is 10 days old today, so we had a very eventful holiday time. Her name is Avery, and we are delighted to have her welcome us and us to welcome her. You know, family is a huge part of my life. And in fact, it pretty much consumes my thoughts and directs my activities. You may be the same. However, I am not by no means one-dimensional. I have also been a member of the Perimeter Church family and the Harvesters community for 16 years. Now, many of you are acquaintances and you are friends, Christian brothers and sisters that I have come to know by name for quite a while now. And so I'm delighted to have you joining us. And we had no visitors, but they're missing a great opportunity because we've got some great folks in here. What do we really know about one another? Well, maybe today, after today, we'll know a little bit more about a few folks that maybe we have known or do not know. So we will explore all that. By the way, how I appreciate those of you who are wearing name tags. So we are doing a name tag check right now. At your tables, if you don't have a name tag on, there is one provided. If you need more than are available at your table, you can go to the welcome desk or you can ask a table near you. Let's get name tags on. Help a harvester out. There is nothing worse than recognizing a face and not being able to put a name to that face. So we appreciate everyone wearing name tags. Okay, so today we are reconvening and our objective is to reconnect. We're going to do that through a few simple getting to know you conversations. So my objective today is for us to gain some insight, maybe a few tidbits of knowledge into one another so that we can build our sense of community and our sense of family that we have started here. So without further ado, let's find the tallest and the shortest person at your table. Tallest and shortest person at the table. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not so obvious. If it's not obvious, let's do a test and then pick a winner. All right, is there any table that's confused who the tallest and the shortest person is? Still deciding in a couple cases. All right, so the tallest person at each table, you're going to reach in and you are going to grab envelope number one. Envelope number one, tallest person, open it up. And while he or she is getting that open, the shortest person, you are charged with a specific duty today, and that is that you are kind of the table custodian. So whenever I say the word move, you are allowed to move and carry with you to the trash can any trash from your table. Okay? We appreciate your assistance so much. All right, so the envelope number one with the tallest person is identifying your table captain, your table captain. So table captains, follow according to what that paper says, and let's get your group started chatting. Go for it. All right, everyone. I hope you've had a chance to at least be introduced to one another. You know, one of our first fellow harvester tidbits then that we can tuck away in our old memories is where do we all come from? Where do we all come from? So maybe you had a surprise at your table. We're surprised to find out where someone had come from to be a part of this community of this day in this time. So do tuck that away in your memory bank. Now, I was born in Virginia, and I grew up in a military family, and Army to be specific. We moved around a lot, and typically in the middle of the school year. Yes. And that was very uncomfortable for me. Because believe it or not, for those of you who do know me as an adult, I was a very shy child. It was hard. It was really a hard thing to navigate the changes and try to adjust and become part of a new school environment and find new friends. This is very, very similar to the folks who come first to this large church building and then second, to this big community of harvesters. It can be a real challenge to grasp that sense of belonging. And yet, in chapter 12 in Romans, verse 5, it says, "So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." Belonging is so important. It truly is. So right now in your groups, what I'd like you to do is find out whose birthday is closest to New Year's Day. It can be on either side, but whose birthday at your table is closest to New Year's Day? All right, the person whose birthday is closest to New Year's Day at your table needs to stand up. Oh, yes. It's getting to be that time. You are going to take the person seated to your seated across from you with you, and you are going to transfer yourself to another location. You will do that when I say move. Let's prepare. So grab the other person that's across from you. Put your personal belongings under your seats because we're going to be moving around, folks. All right. So, nope, you can't go anywhere. No, no, no. Stay where you are. I'm going to tell you where to go. You're just standing. Standing waiting for me to say the word M-O-V-E, okay? All right. Those of you who are standing, does every table have a couple people standing? Okay. Those of you who are standing, I want you to take special note of the table number you are at right now, because I want you to add 2 to that. Now, if you are at table 11, you are going to table number 1. If you are at table number 12, you are going to table number 2. Now, you know these tables are all mixed up because we are from everywhere. So, if your table number is 1, wave your hands. If your table number is 2, wave your hands so people know where they're going. Table number 3, wave your hands. Table number 4. Table number 5. Table number 6. Table number 7. Table number 8. Table number 9. Table number 10. And I think we had table number 11 and table number 12. Okay, so you should have some idea which direction you are headed, those of you who are going to be moving. You're at 13? Oh, we have table 13. Great, we have a table 13. So I'm sorry, table 11, you are going to 13. 12, you are going to 2. And 13, you are going to 1, I think. All right, we'll figure it out. Now I got confused because I thought we were only 12. All right, move, everybody move. Let's have some music, guys. Moving music.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Let's welcome our newcomers. Who's lost? Who's lost?
Getting to hope you like me.
Who's lost?
Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely.
Yes, 11 goes to 13. I had to change it because I didn't have a cup of tea. All right, we're trying to find out if you're the cup of tea of the folks there.
Getting to feel free.
All right. So, table captains, unless you were the person who moved, table captains, grab envelope number 2. Let's get those newcomers introduced, and let's begin with those questions in envelope number 2. Another fellow harvester tidbit might have been, if you got that far on your sheet, something that is a little known fact about somebody at your table. It really helps us when we know something that maybe others don't know, to feel like we're getting to know that person. We have an inside track. Discovering one's preferences is yet another way to feel like you're getting to know that person. For example, by a show of fingers only at your table, how many pillows do you sleep on at night? How many pillows do you sleep on at night? Do you have some commonality among your group? I bet you do. Okay, if you are seated If you are seated to the immediate left, if you are seated to the immediate left of one of those two newcomers, either one, please stand. Seated to the left of one of those two newcomers. So the newcomers are staying put, but the people seated to their left are going to move. Note your table number. This time we're going to the very next numbered table. So if you are at table 13, you're going to table 1. If you're at table 12, you're going to table 13. 11's going to 12 and so on. So, table 1, where are you? Raise your hand. Table 2. Table 3, look where you're headed. Table 4, where are you? Table 5. Table 6. Table 7. Table 8. Table 9. Table 10. Table 11. Table 12. Table 13. Move!
Getting to know you.
I had another move in mind, but
getting,
I think in the interest of time, this will
you.
Be our last move.
Getting to know all about you. Getting to
we have a transient society.
You. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't have a career in singing
getting
for a reason.
Know you.
All right, is everybody situated?
Free and easy.
Looking for 9? 7, where are you,
when
7?
I'm with you.
Way back there.
Getting to know what
with the hands up.
Say.
Sally Music and them. All right, table captains, go to envelope number 3. Make your responses quick. Envelope number 3. Let's get started. All right, folks, we have one more envelope, and I know some of you are not able to speak in this, but we're not going to move this time if you didn't get a chance to voice an opinion or a preference in this setting, make sure you get to speak in the next. So from that conversation, the tidbits that we might gain from that, that we can tuck away for future reference, might be, if you got to the end of that, that you at least figured out some ways that those at your table are similar to you, or share, or have a different opinion or a different preference, and you'd like to explore that as to why. You can do that in the coming weeks, for sure. These commonalities that we recognize, they easily become stepping stones to build relationships. And you know, relationships build friendships. So we are, that is our goal, that you have learned a little bit of something today about somebody that's new, that's intriguing, and that you may want to explore more with them by chatting in the next few weeks ahead as you have time. Today we have one more envelope to open. You know, as harvesters, we have an abundance of life experiences, and we have that have shaped who we are today. So we're able, for the most part, to have time to reflect, to have time to remember, and share some of those reflections and memories with those that we love and our friends. But we've also lived long enough to ponder some what ifs. What if? What if? So instead of moving this time, we're just going to go straight to the envelope. So table captains, grab envelope number 4. Let's whip out those questions, and let's get chatting. Well, folks, our time this morning is almost up. I hope at least during one of those rotations you had an opportunity to share, and hopefully you were tucking away some of those fellow harvester tidbits that you might want to explore further when you have time in the coming weeks. If you wouldn't mind, let's give the leadership team a round of applause for allowing us to have this opportunity this morning. Let's also applaud for the gals at the welcome desk who are always so friendly and helpful. If you have enjoyed getting to know a few fellow harvesters this morning and are not part of a care group, Sally Music was introduced earlier. She's walking around right over here. See her and she can get you connected to a care group. Harvesters is a praying community. And so we want to get to know you and to pray for you because your needs and concerns are our needs and concerns. Please feel free to share on these forms each week. And I thank you for this opportunity. And now, Jeff.
Yes, folks, let's give Mary Lou our appreciation. Hey, I may have, if understated is a proper word, I had some thoughts on my mind this morning, and they escaped me when we put the slide up for Sam. And I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments because many of you don't know Sam or know who Sam is. And many of you, particularly those of you that came from the Victor's class a few years ago and you came in to be with Harvesters, know Sam very, very well. I had a chance to get to know Sam over the last several years. Fascinating guy, and I would encourage you to check out his obituary. He was quite a golfer, probably a passionate about golf. Very good, both here and in Scotland. Fascinating to read about that. But his love for Jesus exceeded that. And I know, particularly to you Victors that were with him in the Victors class, Sam was the leader of that Victors class for many, many years. So I know he's near and dear to your hearts. And we grieve with you. You know, losing Sam. I want you to know that, and would encourage you, even if maybe you're not available to be there Thursday, check out what they've put in his obit. It's a fascinating write-up about his life and his family and the like. So, folks, enjoy this coming week. We look forward to seeing you back next Sunday. Thanks.